Okay, well, this is the continuation of the pub night at up in Unionville, and I've got Steve Orlando here, and we're going to talk a bit about the early career of him, as I've known him for years. Now, you were in the TFC Academy and the TFC 3, well, maybe by then they were still that name, and then TFC 2, and then at the end of 2017 you were sort of out.
Then,
could you, I guess maybe you'd heard that this league was on the horizon, but did you have any plans of what you would do at the end of 2017?
Yeah, I heard through Carm and a few other coaches that CPL was on its way in, and they didn't really have a definite start date, but I knew that was for sure a platform that I was looking for, and I was also exploring my options overseas as well. And the second I heard that CPL was a definite thing and starting on this date, I did my part to put myself in the best opportunity that I could to get a chance with the CPL team.
Okay, nice. Now, of course, that meant 2018. The league was put off a year, but so that, you know, you didn't just sit around. You were with Alliance, a new club with League One Ontario.
Yeah.
And there's a transition that you made. You're always in defense, and you moved up to midfield.
Yeah.
Could you explain that? Who sort of saw you, transition to that?
Yeah, throughout my whole youth career, I played a midfield role with my brother as my coach. And as I went to TFC, I went in as a midfielder as well. And TFC's motto was that the best players needed to be on the field at all times. And I'm a quite versatile player that has passion, and I want to be on the field no matter where I play, and I'll give it my all. So while I was at TFC, I played a fullback role, and that's where I played for probably about the 5 years I was there. And when I came out of TFC, I knew to give myself the best opportunity and the best showing that I would have to play well and also get my stats up as well.
Okay.
So I thought putting myself in an attacking midfield role and a midfield role where I could score goals, get assists, and get my name out there as much as possible would probably be the best opportunity that I would have. And Ilya, the coach of Alliance, gave me that platform to do so, and I'm very grateful for it.
Yeah, I know. Orlov, I remember him talking to, while you were playing, it's a neutral game, I guess, but he was talking to Dino Rossi and said that he thought, yeah, let's move you in back to the midfield.
Yeah.
And now, of course, he's now moved into the head coach of the University of Toronto. Here he'd be playing against Carmen, and I've joked, kidded them both about that. Now, let's see, is there any warning for you to not be so aggressive? Because I know you've missed games with, yellow cards, red cards, or they just say, be yourself.
I think that's a big thing that Jim and Carmen have told me to be myself. I've got myself here being myself, and I'm not going to change my playing style or who I am because it's given me the opportunity to get this far and hopefully to move on to different experiences and bigger things if it's with the club or without the club. But for this year, I'm going to be myself and be the player that I am and bring enjoyment to the fans and hopefully to the club as well.
And I've known you for years as a captain of the team. Maybe that's a bit aggressive right now to think you might be that. But you ended up taking all the free kicks for the team. I guess with this new team, you'll be sort of sharing the duties, or do you think, well, if I'm the best, maybe I'll do all the left-sided ones or the right-sided ones or whatever you do?
I think it's a bit early to make those calls right now, but I'm definitely excited and ready to get going, and whatever the season holds.
Okay. And one last thing.
Yep.
Was a coach, I guess you were still with the academy, and Stuart Neely was the coach then, and he said you were still finishing the game with bruised ribs, and the compliment was, well, that's why he's the captain.
Yeah.
So to have that, Neely, the coach, to say that, it's just like, that's why I couldn't believe that you were suddenly off the team, but it's good that you found a home here.
Yeah,
and it'll show a long career.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's say thank you.